Blog Talk Radio.
And a great big hello and welcome. You're listening to the Palm Springs Savant & Company radio show. I'm Rick Rockhill, your host, and thanks for tuning in. Great to have you here. In today's show, I'm going to spend the entire time discussing an event which has fascinated viewers, television viewers, and people in person for the past 122 years, and that is none other than the Tournament of Roses, better known as the Rose Parade. And if you are a college football fan, then for sure you know about this one, because the Rose Bowl is a big one, and that's something that people come to wait and love watching. It's a big event, so it's really a major point in the year of college football. But for those of you who love a good parade, how could you not love the Rose Parade? What else is there to do with the turn of the new year but check out the beautiful flowers of this incredible, incredible parade? And I have a special connection to it because my employer, Natural Balance Pet Foods, has a float in the parade and has done so for the past few years. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. But I wanted to share with you some details about the parade, because I've been talking about this on Twitter and on my blog, and a few people have sent questions to me, and I'm going to tackle some of those questions on today's show and go through it with you. So first of all, a few people did ask me about why the parade is on January 2nd, and if you didn't know that, normally it's on January 1st, but tradition has it that when New Year's Day falls on a Sunday, it's always the parade that is moved to January 2nd. So that is, this year is one of those. So this event goes back, you know, quite a long time. The first parade was in 1890, and there were a heck of a lot of traditions and things going back all the way to that day. So that's why they still uphold that tradition with the parade itself being on the 2nd. Okay, so the parade, of course, is a major one. It runs from Orange Street or Orange Boulevard. I forget what it is. Orange Grove Boulevard, yeah. And it turns onto Colorado Boulevard, and that's really the route. It's 5 miles long, and it takes about 2 hours. Starts at 8 a.m. Pacific time. And if you're there, the best place to see it all, of course, is that incredible turn from when it goes on from Orange onto Colorado. That's kind of the sweet spot and where all the media are staked out. But people line the parade route for hours and, you know, seemingly miles. This year, the Grand Marshal, I guess is what you call him, is none other than J.R. Martinez. Of course, lots of people know him most recently from Dancing with the Stars, having won that championship. But he, of course, is a war hero. So he's somebody who will be heading up the parade this year, and that's kind of cool. And if you're someone who follows this kind of stuff, there's also a Rose Parade Queen in her court. There's lots of pretty young ladies who compete to achieve that title, and these are young ladies who are 17 to 21 years old, somewhere in that range, and they have to live in the Pasadena area. And, you know, 1,000 young women competed or applied for this, and out of that group they chose 34 ladies, and then they selected a young lady by the name of Drew Washington, who is the parade queen this year. But what's it all about? Well, you need to know that the Rose Parade, what makes the Rose Parade so special or unique compared to other parades, is everything on the floats, all surfaces of the float, have to be covered in natural material. Usually that means flowers, but it can include other plants, seaweed, seeds, bark, vegetables, even nuts and shells and things. But of course, because it must be natural, that means no artificial flowers, no fake plants, nothing can be artificially colored. I mean, it's really what you call natural organic type materials to see, which is part of what makes it so incredibly beautiful. The parade itself is viewed by, well, there's hundreds of thousands of people who go to the parade itself in Pasadena, and it's just outside of L.A. It's a beautiful suburb, but it is viewed on television by millions of people in over 200 countries and territories worldwide. It is a major, major event on television. Now, if you're going to go to the parade itself, driving can be a nightmare. A lot of people do drive, of course, and parking can be tough. You got to park in residential areas, you got to walk quite a ways, and you have to be there very early. Some people take bus tours in. That's great. You'd be surprised by the number of people who camp out. A fair number of people do camp out the day before to get those El Primo parking, viewing spots. You can camp, but only the night before. So you cannot get there before noon the day before the parade if you're somebody who likes to camp. And I will tell you that the temperature is pretty chilly this time of year in Southern California. So if you're not from the area and you're flying in or driving in, be sure you bring your blankets and such. There are grandstand seats available, and those are really handy. They're nice to have. There's a fee for those tickets. They range from $45 to $90, depending on the location you're at. And you can purchase those. You can find it online, but there's a phone number here I found, 626-795-4171, and that information is also at tournamentofroses.com for tickets. Now, if you're going to attend the Rose Parade, you need to layer up. As I mentioned, it's pretty cold, although once the sun comes up later in the morning, it gets nice and warm, but you should dress in layers so you can remove the layers and so forth and be able to deal with all that that's going on. Now, if you want more information about the parade itself, you can call the visitor hotline for Pasadena, 877-793-9911. Again, that's a toll-free number, 877-793-9911. The parade, as I mentioned, is pretty unique. It's pretty cool from what's been going on, from all the things around the local groups, the colleges, and the college football teams, and so forth, because these folks are doing all this activity, all this energy. That's going to be viewed by about 47 million people on TV. That's just a remarkable, remarkable reach. So it's a big event. People want to check it out and see what's happening locally and be part of the fun. But I'll tell you, people work on this thing for all year long to get to the parade, to get the parade ready and the floats ready. In fact, I can tell you a little bit about the way it's done. The Natural Balance float, we started working on that early in the year with engineers and all sorts of people. There's a great parade float company called Fiesta Floats, and they design and build a float right here in Southern California. But after all the structural stuff is done, the cool things I'll tell you about, the floats are decorated by hand by volunteers. And these are people who just love the experience, and families show up and all kinds of cool things. But these individuals volunteer to work an eight-hour shift, and they do any number of jobs on the float. They have to kind of go along with whatever's being asked to do. It could even be unglamorous things like sweeping and cleaning up and stuff. But everybody has a chance to see the floats, and lots of people do work on them. They bring a pair of scissors, and they kind of go at it, applying these individual seeds and flowers and all this stuff, using glue, whatever is necessary to apply them. But these are individuals who are really passionate. I have friends and coworkers who've been decorating the floats, and wow, really, really cool stuff, because you do get a behind-the-scenes look. Now, let me tell you a little bit more about this, because I personally have attended the Rose Parade for a number of years, and I think it's a lot of fun, and I love parades. But there's one thing in particular, in my mind, that has made this parade so very cool, because we have a float that has the real star of the float, the Rose Parade, and that is the amazing Tillman, the skateboarding bulldog. You probably know Tillman from the Rose Parade or from YouTube videos. I mean, millions and millions of hits on his videos. But this is one amazing bulldog. He is part of the Natural Balance family. He's just somebody's pet. He's Ron Davis is his dog. He is a English bulldog. He weighs 60 pounds. He loves to skateboard. Tillman has he goes nuts when his skateboard comes out, and he has a lot of fun running around. I mean, you just can't stop him. And he eats Natural Balance Synergy Ultra dog formula. It's a great food that we made for dogs just like Tillman, but he chows down on that stuff. He is known as having broken the Guinness World Record as the fastest skateboarding bulldog, and he broke that record back in 2009. So he's got a record behind him. Tillman was named after Pat Tillman, the former NFL professional football player, and, of course, military hero killed in combat. But it was to honor Pat Tillman. And he is quite an inspiration to kids today because of what he could do. He's an athletic and active bulldog. At 9 months old, Tillman started skating. And by the time he was 15 months old, Tillman was already, you know, navigating turns and such on his skateboard. So this is a dog who, you know, kind of had perseverance and such. But that's not all he does. He can snowboard, he can skimboard, he can surf. He can do so much stuff. And he is on this quest to help reach other pet parents and let them know how cool it is to, you know, play with your dog, to exercise with your dog, teaching people about good nutrition. And he's also out there raising money for great causes. He's done a lot with Natural Balance Pet Foods to raise money for shelter pets and for guide dogs and for military dogs and all kinds of things. But he's really incredible. So why is he the star of the parade? Well, I'll tell you. It all started back in 2009 with our first Rose Parade float. And I had someone ask me, you know, about if I could take through the history of the different floats, and I said, sure, I'd be happy to do it on the show. So it started in 2009 when we had a float that pretty much just had a massive replica of Tillman. It was 16 feet high, a big giant English bulldog covered in flowers and seeds. And that was really just kind of what was so impressive to people with this huge dog in this Rose Parade, except Tillman himself was skating around in circles around this big giant, you know, image of him. And so everybody thought that was really cool. That same year, later in the year, Tillman, he skateboarded at the X Games where he set his big record as the fastest skateboarding bulldog. It was pretty cool. But the following year, 2010, we had our second Rose Parade float. And let me tell you, that was a record because we had the world's longest float, and that was certified by the Guinness World Records. And those folks helped us celebrate the fun with snowboarding, because we had an alpine ski lodge and a snowboard set up, and the dogs, Tillman and his friends were going up and down that the slope. It was incredible. People got such a kick out of that parade float that year. It was huge, and not just saying that because it was the longest, it was huge because of the media impressions that Natural Balance achieved. 80 million viewers on TV tuned in to see what he was up to. Well, take that forward again, and I'll tell you, the excitement kept happening, because last year we had an amazing float. The third year was a float that featured Tillman and his friends with two different levels, and we had the Guinness folks certify that float as the world's heaviest float, because it had a 4,000-gallon tank of water, and that weighed more than 35 tons. And dogs were dock diving into the first level. And the lower level, dogs were skimboarding on a lower level of water. And it was just it was a lot of fun. There was a waterfall from the higher pool to the lower pool. And these dogs were just having a blast. So what do you do after you've had 3 years in a row of incredible floats? You've broken world records. The Guinness folks have certified it. Well, I'm going to come back right after this break and tell you. So hang on for these two messages.
Sure, humans can be a little weird at times. But take it from me. I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
What do your status updates say? You're learning a new language? Going all organic? Instead of typing your feelings, What if you could put them into action by creating a network to help keep kids off the streets in a country like Armenia or in Honduras? What if every ounce of your being helped update the status of a person, and in turn they did the same for you? Would this be enough social interaction? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. Get interactive at peacecorps.gov/game.
All right, and we're back. You're listening to the Palm Springs Savant and Company radio show. I am Rick Rockhill, your host, and thanks for tuning in. We're talking about the Rose Parade, the incredible parade of flowers and such. Happens on January 2nd this year, 2012, coming up just a couple days. And I was talking to you about the Natural Balance Pet Foods float. It's my employer. We have this incredible float. And I was telling you about the last 3 years of floats that we've had and what we're about to do this year on our float. Well, I'm happy to tell you that we are having a great time with this float, and we're going to have another record-breaking float because this year we're going to have a new record by having both the longest and the heaviest float. This float is going to once again feature Tillman, who we believe is the star of the Rose Parade in a lot of levels. This float is amazing. It's going to have a tropical floral setting, and dogs who are having all kinds of fun training these past couple months are going to surf. They're going to actually surf on 65-foot-long waves in a pool that is over 6,600 gallons of water that weighs more than 100,000 pounds. This is an incredible float. It has a specially designed wave machine that's incorporated into the design, built in. This machine creates a new wave every minute. Can you imagine? It is an unbelievable operation. Now, Tillman, of course, is the star because he has been doing this and loves to surf. Oh, gosh, it's his favorite thing to do. But he's got his friends with him. So Rose, who's the very cute bulldog, she is known for wearing her little pink tutu. She'll be there. Other bulldogs include Sully and Wally, but he's got some friends with him this year. We had Norman the Briard, he's famous, Natural Balance dog family, who is famous for being a scooter dog. You may have seen him on YouTube and all kinds of places, television shows around the country. But also we had a casting call, an open casting call, and oh gosh, all kinds of dogs came out for the audition. Pet parents said, my dog can do these great tricks. And out of all those dogs that auditioned, we selected two. Jimmy Van Patten was one of the judges, selected Stanley and Newman. These two dogs they're just people's pets, just like the other dogs on the float, who will be participating and performing in this awesome surfing float this year. And it's just really, really cool. I've got to tell you, just to see it all happening. So what's been happening now is, our engineers have been working on building this, and it's so heavy, it weighs so much. One of the questions was, how are we going to pull this thing? What's going to drive a float that's this heavy? Well, we went to our friends at Ford Motor Company and gave them the challenge, and they came back to us and said, you need a special Ford engine. So they went, looked near and far, high and low, and identified that the Ford F-650 has an engine tough enough to drive this float. It's a 6.8 liter, three-valve V10 gas engine. And this is a pretty cool piece of machinery, 362 horsepower, I'm reading here, 457 pounds per foot of torque. So this is a pretty cool thing that's going to give us double overdrive gears, so we get great fuel economy, if you can imagine, a float this big. But wow, what an engine this will be for us. Now, the cool thing that came with this is that we also partnered up with Greg Biffle. He's a NASCAR driver. If you haven't heard of him, he's very, very famous. He is going to be actually participating, riding in our float. He will be on the world's longest and heaviest float powered by a Ford motor, and he's going to be joining in the fun. He is, I'll tell you, he's a big hit with NASCAR fans. But what's cool about Greg Biffle is he has his own foundation, the Greg Biffle Foundation, which was created to build awareness and, you know, serve as an advocate, so to speak, to improve the well-being of animals by getting people's power and passion in the motorsports industry behind taking care of animals. What a great combination between Greg Biffle, the Greg Biffle Foundation, Natural Balance Pet Foods, Ford Motor Company, all coming together to be at the Rose Parade to entertain millions of people on January 2nd. Now, just to remind you, the Rose Parade is going to be broadcast. The home network is ABC, of course, but it will be broadcast on the major networks, NBC, CBS, and so forth, as well as Home Garden Television, KTLA, if you're in the LA area, the Tribune Network, Univision, but it will also be on the Hallmark Channel, so you can catch it on the Hallmark Channel, and over 200 countries and territories around the world will be able to also see the parade this year. Now, the Natural Balance Parade, by the way, will be about, the Natural Balance Float will be about halfway through the parade. I think it's the 50th out of 91 entries in terms of all the different things going by, you know, groups and floats and such. So you can watch for us maybe about halfway through, but you should definitely check this out because it is quite a feat. Now, I do also want to answer a couple questions that came in to me about the float and what's happening. Now, we had a television special that aired, and some folks asked me about that and what's happening with it. You can get more information about when our TV special about the making of the world's heaviest float, that will be broadcasting on the Hallmark Channel the hour before the Rose Parade starts. So the parade starts at 8 a.m. Pacific time, so it'll start at 7 a.m. on the Hallmark Channel January 2nd, which is Monday. And you can watch back-to-back episodes, last year's and this year's Making of the World's Heaviest and Longest Float. So that special is, those two specials back-to-back will be pretty cool. Catch them there. You can also catch it if you're in San Francisco or Detroit. You can find it will be rerun December 31st, I think. So go to naturalbalanceinc.com, and you can find the schedule for that rebroadcast. But for sure, you can catch it nationally. Now, some other details that I wanted to share with you about what we have going on with our float. It's pretty nifty because we're talking about an event that's going to pull together people who love pets and people who are involved in their pets. They're you know, loving pet parents who love to do fun things, and they want to see how you can train your pet. One of the things I love about working for Natural Balance is that we do have such a passionate family of people who feed our products, who use our treats, and that's one of the questions we get all the time is, you know, how can I treat my pet, how can I teach my dog to do cool tricks and have fun and so forth. What we always tell people is this: it always starts with good nutrition. You have to feed your pet good food. Don't skimp on treats. Because you can feed a great food and then kind of go backward, take a few steps backward if you feed them a treat that's low quality. So find a good quality treat. We make great treats. You can use ours. But one of the things that we use a lot to reward dogs, when our own pets, when we're training them and working with them, are things like our rolls. We have dog rolls. They are available in four different varieties. There's turkey, beef, and lamb. And there's also a duck, an algae formula with it's a limited ingredient diet formula. It's called duck and potato. It's a great roll. But those four rolls are extremely palatable. They smell great. They taste great, and dogs love them. And they're a great way to reward and incent your dog if you're doing any kind of training at home. But also Tillman, this dog has become such a phenomenon. He's got his own dog treats. So Tillman, he can help you. You know, his treats can help you train your dog also, and there are a couple different flavors. You can buy all this stuff at Petco. You can go to petco.com. You can find the stuff easily. But it's a great way to get the message out about nutrition, rewarding your pets, loving them, doing things that will help keep them healthy and in great shape. You want to prolong the healthy years of your pet's life. That's why we talk about this stuff. So it's important that you know about our food for that reason. But this is not intended to be a commercial. I just wanted to throw that little pitch in. It's hard for me to get it out of my blood. After all, this is what I've been doing for a long time. But I wanted to spend a couple more minutes answer a couple more questions. I someone sent me a note on Twitter that just asked me about what is this about Tillman's tour bus? Well, it's true. Tillman has his very own tour bus. And if you haven't seen it, it's a full-on rock star tour bus. And it has Tillman's image on the outside of the bus. He goes on tours all across the United States, visiting stores, going to shelters, guide dog schools, you name it, events, you know, street fairs, whatever it may be. He pulls into town and people start coming out of the woodwork. Earlier this year, when we were raising money for guide dog schools, we did a couple appearances, and we were in Northern California. Tillman showed up outside of a Petco store in, I think it was Santa Rosa, kind of in that, you know, Napa region. And he had all kinds of people coming out to see him skateboard. So we set up, put out some ropes and things, and Tillman went to town. He was just going back and forth and really having a great time. People were taking pictures. They were cheering him on. That tour bus of his is something that really gets people excited because they really have this fantasy about their dog doing cool things and so forth. But what's amazing is when Tillman goes across the country with his friends, and he's with his human parents are along with him, they run into all these other talented dogs. And again, these are everyday pets, people who have their own pet at home. They've trained their pet, and they come out and say, you know, I've been feeding your food, or you really helped me learn how to train my pet, and this is so great, we love it. And they sometimes run into really talented pets. And by the way, cats too, I should tell you. But in particular, that's where we ran across and met Norman the Briard. This is a scooter dog. He is pretty nifty because when you look at him, I mean, the Briard's kind of tall in stature. This dog really looks like a person almost or a kid. And he could just scoot along on his own, and he seems to have a great time. So you have a skateboarding bulldog, and you have a scooter riding a Briard. I mean, it's a crazy combination. But I'll tell you, we have a lot of fun. And that's probably the biggest thing I wanted to end this show today about is having a pet in your life makes such a difference. It makes you happy. It brings joy. It's great for the family. It's a human-animal bond. It's incredible. And pets are very important to, I think, fulfillment and being happy. So if you don't have a pet, consider adopting one. You can go to a shelter and rescue a pet. There's lots of great pets out there who need a home. And believe me, they can be trained. They can have a meaningful life with you and your family and your home. They bring lots of companionship. And you can have the kind of fun that we're having with Tillman. Tillman and his dad, Ron, they go out and kind of spread the word all the time that just because Tillman's on a Rose Parade float and he's out there touring the country in his tour bus doesn't mean that your regular pet at home can't also have lots of fun too. Take him to the beach, take him to a dog park, play safe, but do have fun with your pet. So I want to thank you for listening, and I do hope that you will have a chance to watch the Rose Parade this year. Again, this will be on January 2nd. That is a Monday. And it is a holiday because the holiday falls on the Sunday. So Monday you'll have off. Please check it out. You're going to have a lot of fun. You can go to naturalbalanceinc.com to find out more information. You can find us on Facebook, the Natural Balance fan page, and like us and get a coupon or two for your pet. If you want to follow more along with me, feel free to contact me. You can find me on Twitter at Rick Rockhill or my blog, rickrockhill.blogspot.com. I'd be happy to talk to you and tell you any other details I can. I will be tweeting live from the Rose Parade, so love to hear from you. We're using a hashtag. If you're on Twitter, we're using a hashtag. It's just Rose Pets, R-O-S-E. P-E-T-S, Rose Pets. That will be our hashtag on Twitter, the day of the parade. Please do follow along, retweet, have some fun with us. Natural Balance is donating $1 for every new like we get on our Facebook page between now and January 2nd. So go to the Natural Balance Facebook page, like us, and we're going to donate $1 towards the Tree of Hope. And that is a charity from the Petco Foundation to help shelter pets who need food and a home and so forth. So do consider helping us out with our Facebook fan drive. Thank you so much for listening to us. Have a great week. I'm Rick Rockhill, and you've been listening to the Palm Springs Savant and Company.